Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are starting a brand new teaching, and this teaching, the title is Believe in Your Heart and Say It With Your Mouth. Again, I'm going to repeat that. It says Believe in Your Heart and Say It With Your Mouth. And you might say, why did you decide to pick that topic? And I'll tell you why. And the reason is because this kind of stood out to me recently as I've been reading my Bible, how these two go together. It's been used in scripture by Jesus himself, believing in your heart and say with your mouth, and I'm going to quote those scriptures to you, but it also shows the importance of how these two actions go together. So what we believe in our heart, we usually verbalize, we'll say it with our mouth, has an increasingly important effect on our thoughts and our actions. So it's really important for us to be aware of what we're saying and where is that coming from? You know, what are we really believing? And sometimes we can just be saying and believing things that we're not even aware of. Like at some point we came to adopt some beliefs, you know, along the way as we're growing up in different environments, and we're not even aware of what those beliefs are doing in our lives. How are they affecting our emotions and our words and our actions? So I saw some examples of this among our family members and friends, and I thought this is really important that we're aware of what are we really believing in every single area of our lives, and what are we really saying about it? Is what we believe and say reflect God's word, or is it just whatever? So that's why I decided to do this study. So I'm going to start with scripture and start with Romans 10, 9 through 10. And this is Jesus speaking. He said, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. I'm sorry, I said Jesus. I meant to say Paul. This is the letter that Paul wrote to Romans. So again, that verse is saying, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So two actions. Remember, what stands out in this verse is believing your heart, and then it says professing with your mouth. So in other words, the words you speak. So they have to kind of align, go together, right? And the verse before that, it's Romans 10:8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. Again, it's reiterating the word of God, the scripture, is saying it's in your heart and it's in your mouth. So again, they go together, right? Deuteronomy 30:14, it pretty much says the same thing. It says, no, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and is in your heart, so you may obey it. In other words, we will honor God and his word and follow it if we know what it says, if we have come to believe it, you know, and we come to obey it, and we also profess it, right? We say it. So those are three verses right there. And then another verse, okay, stop. This one is Jesus truly speaking. This is Mark 11:24. It says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. And I think this verse is so profound. It's so profound that we don't even understand it to the point that it works for us. So again, if you pay attention, it's talking about the same things. It says, if anyone says, you know, the previous verses said, profess with your mouth, which is the same thing as saying. So this verse is saying, if anyone says, so again, speaking, saying to this mountain, and what's the mountain? It's any obstacle in our life, right? Mountain. Go throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt in their heart. So what is, if I don't doubt in my heart, what does that mean? That means I believe, right? I come to believe something if I have no doubt about it. It believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Again, those two go together, believing in your heart, having no doubt, zero doubt, right? And saying it with our mouth. So those things are so profound and so important that we actually come to realize what they mean and put our faith in that and apply them. I think they'll do miracles in our lives. Like they really do amazing things in our lives because it is the word of God. So this is really what this teaching is about, because as believers, as followers of Christ, we still, you know, get attacked in our mind. And, you know, we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But we're maybe experiencing like one problem, one obstacle, one defeat after another. And you might think, well, what is that? Like, why am I experiencing the same thing as anybody else? So what's the difference then between being a follower of Christ and the people that don't believe it? Sometimes they look like they're having a better life, an easier life than the followers of Christ. And that may be very true. You know, that may be a fact. So we have to understand that, you know, a lot of times it's attacks from the enemy. You could be believing God's word and saying and doing all the right things and making the right decision, and you may still get attacked by the enemy, because remember, enemy is a thief and he will attack. But sometimes believers get attacked in their mind, just like anybody else, by the enemy, and who tries to drive them away from God. And he tries to thwart God's plan for them. And also he tries to bring division among them. So he has a strategy to defeat us, right? Because we are the children of God, and he has a strategy to come against the children of God. And one way of doing that is by attacking our mind. One way of doing that is questioning the word of God that we have received, or maybe not even learning it or knowing it. Like, you know, the enemy tries hard to keep believers away from the preaching of the gospel, away from knowing and listening and hearing and accepting the word of God and coming to believe it. So like I said, believers get attacked in their mind like anyone else. So that's why I thought it's important to title this teaching, Believing Your Heart and Say With Your Mouth, that we have to be conscious of and aware of what is it that we're believing? What is it that we're saying? You know, it's like so common for us to say negative things about ourselves, to say self-defeating things, because it's just the norm, because, you know, it's not cool to say something good about yourself. And I'm not saying like to brag about yourself or be prideful. That's actually, God is against pride. And he's for the ones who are humble. But he also doesn't want us to go against his word and say things that are not true about ourselves, right? Remember, you have a new nature after receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. You received a new spirit. You're a new creation in Christ. So when that happens, since you're a new creation, God wants us to reflect his word about who we are, right? So I'm just going to go into different topics on this subject and just give you some idea of those topics might be. And we're going to talk about how the Bible describes the devil as the father of all lies. So he could be speaking to you in your mind. And if you're not careful, if you don't know the word of God, you may be taking the thoughts that he's putting in your head as your own thoughts and believing them and acting on them. That's why a lot of times we just say negative things about ourselves, right? Negative things about our situation. And again, we may be stating a fact, but what is the truth? You know, there's the fact that can always be changing, but there's the truth that is eternal, and it's the word of God. So we're supposed to speak, to be overcoming the facts that are wrong, that are harmful, that are not from God, but we're supposed to overcome them by God's truth. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So I think I'm going to end this teaching here, but we will continue on this teaching. And until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.